Shin Lamaches, Siv Ches. Luter, Liten, Kli, Tachas, Adelev, Vishavis. When is allowed to put a Kli to receive water dripping in from the ceiling on Shabbos. In the Smala, Shoifcho, Marzen, Lekoyva. Once it fills up, then you can pour it out and place the Kli. Uji, Adelev, Roi, Lerichitza. It has to be water that can at least be used for washing. It has some use. Even if it's rainwater that rained that day, you don't say that the water that comes out of the clouds is considered some type of noilad and muksa. It's considered the water was there from before and there's no problems of muksa. So as long as you have a use either for washing or even for an animal to drink from it, it is good enough. If it's not usable, also mishum shein oisim gram shari lechatchila. You're not allowed to put a bucket there to receive the water because you're not allowed to set up a situation to make something to grab shari. Grav shari means if you have something that disgusts you, you're allowed to take it out of the room. So if it's there, you're allowed to take it out. But set up a situation that the water should gather together in the bucket and then it disturb you, you're not allowed to do that. Vim nosan kli tavas del v'shein roi l'chitza mutal tatlu b'mayim amusim shepot. If one did though put the kli underneath this water which has no use, so then it would be permitted to move it away if it's in a place where you're dwelling in the living room or kitchen or whatever else that's disturbing you, then you're allowed to do that. The assumption over here is that it's considered making grav shari l'chatchila. Why are you making the grav shari? If you don't put the bucket there, so the water is going to drip in anyway. It must be talking about a case that without the bucket, it'll get absorbed into the ground and won't disturb you so much. The fact that you put a bucket there, that causes a more disturbing situation. So according to that, l'chatchila should come out if you have a situation that no matter what you do, it's going to cause a big mess over there. So there's no problem of putting the bucket there because you're not making the grav shari l'chatchila. The grav shari is being made by itself. The Bialocha says that according to this, one would assume that you're not allowed to put your negrovasa into a kli also because it's also making a grav shari l'chatchila. It says l'maisa that the minig is to do it is permitted. The same with my machreinim at the end of the Suda. So the two svaras over there, one is this whole thing is machlekes rishonim. There are opinions that say that you are allowed to put a kli underneath the water that's dripping. And secondly, the water is clean water, it just has a ruach ro. That may not be enough to make this issa. So the mice, as we said, you're definitely allowed to put a kli to do the maim achreinim on or negel basara. And the mokum atzoyach, you can put a kli in any situation which is going to cause a disturbing situation for the people that are using the room.